We're in the middle of Simen Yud Ches, up to Sif Beis, says the Mechaber, Sadinim, sheets, bed sheets or blankets, Afal Pi Adam Yoshein Bahem Baboker, even though people often sleep into the day, or they might take a nap in the middle of the day, Ein Matilin Bahem Tzitzis. You do not have to put tzitzis on them. So this makes a lot of sense according to the Shita of the Rush. And that sounds like the Mechaber is going according to the Shita of the Rush over here, that it's considered Ksus Laila, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah explains in Tzivkat and Ches, that Iker Tashmishan Balailu Ksus Laila Mikre, that we mainly use them at night, and therefore they're considered nighttime clothing. Even though, obviously, sometimes you'll be wearing, be using them into the morning, that's not the Iker time of sleeping, that's a secondary time of sleeping. That's like, you sometimes wear your pajamas into the day, but that doesn't make the pajamas daytime clothing. But the problem is that only works according to the Rush. But according to the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, this would be considered chayim, and you would need to put the tzitzis on your blanket. But so it says, therefore, there's another reason that the poskim give, which is that maybe blankets are not considered kisus at all. Maybe that's not called a beged, just because you cover yourself in it to warm you up. You don't wear it. It's not derech malbush or derech ituf. It's derech ha'alo'a ba'alma. You just put it on your body. You don't actually wear it or wrap yourself in it. So that's the shita of the Mordechai. However, Tosfos disagrees with this Mordechai, and they hold, no, if you put it underneath you, you put it on top of you, and your body benefits from it, that's considered enough to be mechayivet and tzitzis. And certainly if you're going to wrap yourself up in it, sometimes you wrap yourself up in a blanket, then certainly you're chayiv in tzitzis. And therefore the Magen Avram concludes that you're really supposed to round off one of the corners on your blanket and your sheet in order that it should not be chayiv in tzitzis, because it won't only have three corners under those circumstances. But the Mishnah Berurah says clearly what the Magen Avram is talking about is only when it comes to wool. It's only when it's a wool blanket, but not any other material, and therefore, if you don't have a wool blanket, you don't have to round off any of the corners. You could just leave it the way it is. That is Sif Beis. Sif Gimel, Me'im Asai Mavorach Ala Tzitzis B'Shachar. When's the earliest time one can make the bracha on the tzitzis in the morning? Meaning we said in Sif Aleph that you can't make the bracha on the tzitzis till you know you're chayiv in it, both according to the Rosh and the Rambam. Therefore, what's the earliest time? Says the Mechaber, straight out of the Gemara, Mishiyakir Bein Tcheila Sheba L'Lavan Sheba. So that when you can differentiate between the tcheles of the tzitzis and the lovin of the tzitzis, meaning it doesn't mean a huge pile of tcheles versus a huge pile of lovin, that's much easier to differentiate. It means that the tcheles on the tzitzis itself, which is a thinner string of tcheles, versus a thinner string of lovin. So it's a certain amount of time. The Mishnah Berurah points, Sifkat and Tess points out, it's the identical time, as the Gemara says, between Mishayiras Chavera Haragili Moktsas Berichuk Arbaamos V'Yakirena. It's when you can recognize an acquaintance, a fairly well-known acquaintance, not your best friend who you can just recognize by the way he walks, but a person from Dalet Amos away that you'll recognize him and you'll know who he is. That's how much light we're talking about. And that's the same exact amount for the Zman Kriya Shema as well. That's what we call Mishayakir Bein Tcheles Alav. Says the Ramah, the im levasho me alosa shachar ve'elach. But if you put them on earlier from alosa shachar, yeshalom demavarach alav. Some can say you can make a bracha at that point. V'chei nogin, and that's the minig. You can make the bracha even after alosa shachar. V'im levasho kodem l'kin. But let's say you put it on before this. Kigon b'slichos. Let's say you woke up during the last third of the night to say slichos. Lo yivarech alav. You should not make the bracha. U'kishayoyer hayom yamash mesho yivarech. Then when the day comes, you'll take the tzitzis in your hand, and you'll make the bracha at that point. So just the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Yud points out that this chenogin of the Ramah is not agreed upon by everybody. The Bi'ur Agra disagrees and says that the correct halacha is like the Mechaber, that you're not allowed to make the bracha before Mishayakir. You can't make the bracha from Alos HaShachar. Bidyevit, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you should definitely wait l'chadchila, but if you mistakenly made the bracha after Alos HaShachar, you should not make the bracha again once the Zman Mishayakir comes. And he says, because number one, maybe the halacha is like the Ramah, and number two, maybe the halacha is like the Rush, and you were really chayev to make the bracha all along, even though it was nighttime, but it's ksus yom, it's daytime clothing, and therefore you never had a heter not to make the bracha in the first place. So therefore you're chayev. Okay, let's quickly just read a couple of words of Simen Yud Tes. Zman Birkas HaTzitzis. Tzitzis Chovas Gavra Hu v'lo chovas mana. Tzitzis is a chiyuv on the individual and not on the clothing. We'll explain what this is next time.